Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning in once again to our boardroom chats. We've been doing this so many years.
Yeah, this is number 265.
You know, normally we would be changing something, but people love this boardroom chat.
Yeah, a few times we've run some reruns. We call them reruns, but they're really great messages.
Yeah, they need
scheduling. Sometimes we have to do that, but lots of them.
Actually, we wouldn't have to sit in these chairs for 265 weeks if we reran everything. But we enjoy coming into your home or wherever you may be. And I thank you. Many people write us and give us testimony. And what a blessing of God that is. I thank you for telling people about our ministry, because our ministry is reaching people and changing lives one soul at a time. This is just one format of our ministry here, our boardroom chat. Kathy got her Glorious Living, which is a wonderful program with Chrissy. People just enjoy it. People call all the time.
You're on that too sometimes.
Every once in a while, they ask me to come.
You need to come back.
I need to come back? Okay, I will. What a blessing the Lord. And then, of course, I have my little Faith to Facts, which is a five-minute segment.
That's like an injection.
Yeah, I enjoy doing
those
things.
Shot of adrenaline.
Then we have what I call, mainline television, where we're all over the world preaching
broadcast,
the glorious gospel
broadcast television.
So many different things going on here. And the reason why, the Bible said when this gospel's preached to the world for a witness, he didn't say they have to receive it. Mm. Have to witness it. The Bible said the end shall come. So every day I get up and I look and I'm still here, I go, could have come last night. He's going to come today.
Maybe it'll be today.
Maybe it'll be today, you know. And it's just such a blessing of the Lord. I want to thank all our partners who faithfully blessed this ministry with their faithful financial support. We could do none of this without your faithful financial support. You know, I wish it was all free, Kathy, but it costs a lot of money to preach the gospel because we live in an economic world. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's just the way it is. And that's okay. You know, television is expensive. Cameras, lights, people. I mean, everything is expensive. But that's okay. You trust God by blessing us with this ministry, and we trust God by you doing that. And me and Kathy, we do the same thing you do. We give to this ministry. And so many people say, yeah, but you're giving to yourself. Oh, no, we're not. There's a vast difference between Jesse and Kathy Duplantis and Jesse Duplantis Ministries or Covenant Church. You understand? Vast difference. All you got to do is ask the government, and they will tell you that immediately.
You know, Jesse, I was just thinking about the early days when we first started out, and you just went out with just your Bible. Mm-hmm. And I stayed home, and I had the little daycare business because I took care of all the household bills.
How many kids you had?
And you were, usually we keep about eight.
Eight kids.
Usually about eight. Made sure I only had one baby on the hip, but I couldn't take more than one baby at a time.
Right.
Everybody else was either crawling or walking or whatever, running around.
And you know, those kids grew up. You know, because Kathy got a little older. They grew up. And they still come see Kathy, everyone. They still call her Miss Kathy. It's amazing. Now they've had children.
Some of them may have had grandchildren. It's been a while. That was back in the late 70s.
Back in the year. 1975.
Early 80s. But in those early days, I remember we had no partners. We just, whatever that church chose to give you, and sometimes they gave you nothing.
They stole.
But we were faithful in the beginning.
They always took an offering.
Yes.
But a lot of time I didn't get it.
Sometimes they took it.
They took it.
They received it and they took it. But God was faithful. And then he started bringing in partners one at a time. Different ones would come. I remember one of our most faithful partners in the early years was your Uncle Ray. We've talked about him a few times on this program. He's probably your favorite uncle, my favorite of your family.
Yeah, he was such a blessing.
So precious. He knew, because he had been in the ministry, not full-time, but he had preached.
Mm-hmm.
He was a businessman, but he knew what it took to get on the road, to put the gas in the car, to get the products, and we were growing. Our ministry was growing. We had a great vision to go into all the world and preach the gospel, not just little small towns in New Orleans.
In New Orleans area.
New Orleans area and the state of Louisiana, South Louisiana mostly.
Uncle Ray, that I know of, I don't know if anybody didn't like Uncle Ray. He was such a blessing of the Lord. And it's kind of odd that you brought him up, because I want to talk about it. He used to tell me all the time, I drove everywhere I went. He said he lived in Lafayette. And anyway, he'd say, man, stop by the house when you're coming through Lafayette.
He'd keep up with your schedule.
Kept up with my schedule.
In those early days when I think it was 1981, is when we have a magazine now that has, I think we have well over 40 million copies that have been distributed around the world. That's in print, not counting all the digital downloads
had.
But in those early days, it was just like one little sheet that I folded in it was brown paper.
And look what it looks like today.
Yeah, look at that. God has been faithful.
Yeah, I mean. And
but
this thing is very expensive to do. You know, most ministries don't do this anymore, Kathy.
Really?
They do digital. But we like the magazine.
I like it all, but in here we have a page called On the Road with Jesse, and you could get that. In fact, we post this a lot of times, at least portions of it, on our social media platform. You can get this. Of course, it's on the app and on our website, of course, but a lot of different places you can get it. But in those early days, I had that one sheet that would fold, and I had a little column in one of the folds that said Jesse's Travels, and it would list the different places that you were going. Yeah. I remember topping them up and then physically bringing them to the printer, and then they would copy. It was a whole different way to publish back in those days.
She may not remember this. She asked me one time, I got a printer. Where's Pecan Island? And I said, it's a place where pecans grow.
I remember Pecan Island was a little tiny church. I did go with you one time. You went there several times.
35 people.
35? That was at the max, huh?
What's that now?
Is that maximum amount of people they could hold?
Oh, that
in
was
there?
The max, yeah.
It's
oh, yeah.
Tiny, like a house church, I guess.
My Lord, I mean, you know, and but there was such wonderful.
But wasn't the pastor's name Brother Island from
well,
Pecan Island?
Well, no, that was a man that prophesied to him. He was named Brother Island from Pecan Island. And that's why I heard about Pecan Island. That's kind of in it. I don't know if that's in Acadiana Parish. It's very close. It's around the Lafayette, Abbeville area.
South
and I
Louisiana.
Used to go. I mean, it was just such a blessing.
But brother, what I was getting at is that your Uncle Ray look at that schedule because I mailed it to him. I mean, he was got one of the first to get on a mailing list probably. And he would see when you were coming through Lafayette. He could determine your drive pattern or whatever. So he'd always make sure he got in touch with you.
Always had something for me to eat.
He'd say, why don't you just stop by and visit? But I think he always intended to give you a blessing.
He gave me, never. Every time I went to his home when I was preaching, he'd leave, he said, here. He didn't know they had stole my offering.
Right.
He didn't know that sometime I hadn't eaten in a whole week because they wouldn't feed back. This is back in the day, son. And he'd give me an offering. And it would actually pay for everything, you know, because in those days it was just me. Mm-hmm. And he was a blessing. And, you know, it's not odd how God knows what he's doing that you brought up Uncle Ray.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to talk about today?
No, I have no. I never know.
She never knows.
Every now and then you'll give me an
Well,
inkling.
In the year 25, I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about today. Go with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 22.
I didn't know where we were going, but I didn't know which
But the thing I can't get over is, maybe we're getting old. Y'all don't remember that song? In the year 25, will man be alive? Will he survive? You know, I can't remember the people that sang it. It's a good song. It really is. In the year 35, they go all the way up, and it's just something. But Uncle Ray was more than an uncle to me. He was a fellow partner in my ministry. Naturally, he was my uncle. And a lot of people thought he was my dad because that was my mother's brother. And my face took the side of mama's family.
Yeah, well, Wayne took a lot alike.
Yeah.
Very similar.
Well, Wayne took the side of my dad's family, you know, and Mark was kind of in the middle, and Deborah was in the middle. But me, because my hair's white, his was pure white like mine, and people thought. And I'm glad you said that, because in Proverbs chapter 22, I want to read in the King James Version. You can read it in the Amplified or whatever you want.
What verse?
Verse 1.
Oh.
A good name. That's what I'm going to talk about.
Okay.
Is rather to be chosen than great riches and loving favor rather than silver and gold.
Oh, wow.
Uncle Ray had a good name.
He did.
I mean, and it's amazing today how many ministers and people do not have a good name.
Huh.
And it's terrible. And it is, because, you know, your name and your word must mean everything. God must really like names. He has over 70 of them.
That's what I heard.
You heard right. I mean, and the greatest one is one cannot be pronounced because it has no vowels in it. We say Yahweh, say it like that, because we put a vowel in there. But I mean, it's the most amazing holy name. And I want to talk about that today. It's very important. You as a Christian, me as a minister, we should keep our name clean and keep it holy like God keeps his name holy. And I wrote a couple of things down. This is a while ago, maybe 20 minutes ago. A good name is far more desirable than a great name because it's free from disgrace. There are a lot of people who have great names, but they got a lot of disgrace by it.
Yeah.
But a good name, oh Lord, it's better than that because it lasts for eternity.
Right.
When you say Jesus, it makes people smile. They go, because
That's
he had
so
a great name.
That's right.
And a good name.
Yes.
See, But I mean, because it's free from disgrace.
You know, the Passion translation of that really makes makes that really clear. It says, a beautiful reputation is more to be desired than riches, and to be esteemed by others is more honorable than to own immense investments.
That's so true. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's amazing to me how many people don't pay attention to their name or to the reputation of their name. And, you know, and I want to read that again. I wrote this point just a few minutes ago. A good name is far more desirable than a great name because it's free from disgrace. I made up my mind in this ministry that I would not have secret sin in my life because it would destroy my name.
All right.
You see what I'm saying? And what I mean by that is because Jesus bore me because he born again me. Call it what you want. And he gave me his name, Jesse Duplantis Christ. That's my name. When you see that, see, when you're born again, you know that. So you should never disgrace your personal name as well as the name that God has placed upon you called a Christian, or the anointed one and his anointing. Here's another good statement. A good name is nearer to him than all, nearer to a man than all his property. I've had so many people say this guy's got a lot of property, but boy, this guy's got a good name. You can rely on him, or you can rely on her. Isn't that amazing? See what I'm saying? So there are men out there like Napoleon who had a great name. Genghis Khan had a great name, but it was not a good name.
Right.
You see, that's the vast difference. So what are people saying about you and your name? What do you represent in terms of who you are? And it's all done by your name. You know, and God has so many of them. Jehovah Raha, Jehovah Roho, Jehovah Sidkenu, Jehovah Jireh. You know, all these wonderful names, which deals with healing and different things of that nature. But when you have a name, when people say, that's a good man, you know what they're saying? He's got a good name. Or that's a good woman. She's got a good name. And you can have a lot of riches with it, or you can be poor as can be. But your name is far more valuable than anything you own, physically, materially, in any which way, shape, or form.
And you have to remember that the person who's saying this was Solomon, who was the richest person that ever was, the Bible says, or ever will be.
Right.
He had so much money, they didn't even count the silver, right?
But that's right. He threw it away. Mm-hmm. Didn't have time. They were counting gold 24/7. Can you believe that? I mean, that's amazing, but it's true. But you know, he started out with a good name.
He did.
And then he messed up. Mm-hmm. See, and you shouldn't do that. How many preachers you know today who started out with a great name, but today it's got disgrace on it?
I remember we were going to a funeral of a dear friend, Paul Radke Sr., who was on the West Bank of New Orleans.
Had a great name.
His whole life was a great name. Yeah. He had a great reputation from everyone, all the churches, the politicians. He was connected to a lot of them.
He was clean.
And I remember when he passed, they had a dear friend of ours. Denny Duron, who came from North Louisiana, who was a pastor.
Shreveport.
I don't know if he had retired or he's still pastoring in Shreveport at the time.
Yeah, Denny's a blessing.
But he says, I come to these things to see great men, how great men finish.
Yeah, and I'll never forget that statement.
How did he say it?
He said, I come to see how great men finish.
And
it's not how you begin, it's how you finish.
And he finished well.
Ooh, did he ever.
What a great man.
I love that. He said, because his name was great. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew him on the West Bank of New Orleans. Every politician, the governor, they all knew Pastor Radke, Brother Radke. It was such a blessing of the Lord. If you didn't go to his church and someone died in your family, he'd show up. He didn't care if he was Methodist, Catholic, Presbyterian, Episcopalian, and he was Assembly of God. He came and honored the person that may have passed. You know why? To show you that that was a good man inside. He had a good name. Now, you know, he had his faults just like anybody else, and all of us have faults, but we've learned to accept the name of Jesus. The Bible says it's a name above every name. Everything has to bow at that name. My God, that's a powerful statement. And when you think of that, see, so I want you to really think about that. Remember, a good name is far greater than a great name. I can't say that enough. Because it's so wonderful. A lot of people, in fact, I had a wonderful compliment given to me by Bishop Keith Butler there in Detroit, Michigan. Actually, not Detroit, right out of Detroit. I call it, it's a suburb of Detroit. And he in one
Southfield. Is it
Southfield,
Southfield
yeah. that he said? One time I've been there many, many years, going every year. But one time he introduced me like this. He said, "You know, ladies and gentlemen, there's very few people in the world are recognized by one name." And I thought, what is he saying? And then he gave examples like Cher. Well, when you say Cher, immediately it pops up in your mind what she looks like. Or Oprah. You don't have to say Winfrey. You just say Oprah. And you picture her. He said, "Ladies and gentlemen, Jesse." That's all he said. And I came out. And I mean that privately, people know me by that first name, Jesse. See what I'm saying? And I appreciate that. But what makes people, I think, remember me is not how much I got. And yet I'm rawly criticized about, excuse me, being blessed in the city, in the field, going in, going out. But they remember my name. My name. Because I've honored that name. And I said, I will not bring reproach against the gospel. Now, I've had a lot of people say ugly things about me that are not true. And some of the things they said, if I did that, I'd be in jail, man. I mean, forever. No, no. But I've always honored my name after I was born again. Why? So that I can be a reflection of Christ instead of casting a reflection upon him. And that's what a good name does. What do you think about that?
I love that. It's important to realize that we have the name of Jesus, of course. We want to honor God.
Sure.
And our reputation does matter. It does matter what you choose to do with your own life. And who, because we want to honor God when we know the Lord. So I think it's a great concept. A good name is important. I'm praying that, you know, we finish well.
Yes.
If Jesus tarries and we go by the way of the grave, I want to have a great, yes, I agree with that.
I want Jesus to come while we're alive. That'd
I know,
be a blessing.
But you still have to occupy till he comes.
That's right.
And a lot of people that have gone on, felt like they would be taken up as well.
Sure.
But anyway, regardless, I think he's coming anytime soon.
Well, everybody has a personal rapture. And that's going to, when you pass away, you go home and be with the Lord. But then there is the rapture,
mm-hmm.
where everybody going at once.
But every day we have a choice to make how we're going to live. Are we going to live a life that glorifies God and that our name is connected to his name in a good way?
Amen.
We don't want to say, oh, look, that guy, they give Jesus a bad name. There's,
yeah.
We know a whole lot of people that cast a reflection on Jesus, and I don't want to be part of that group.
No, indeed. And that's very easy to keep a good name.
Right.
How you do that? Be ye holy, for I am holy. See, just that simple. What you preach, practice. Mm-hmm. Do. No secret sin. Everybody has temptations. Everybody makes mistakes. And we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, all of it. But we're not all sinners. See, we got born again. And what made us be born again, he gave us his name. And he said, honor my name. And God said, if you honor me, I will honor you. You know, Kathy, I don't mean this sound prideful. God has honored me. In all my life, you know, he's taken care of me. He's helped me. But I have not done the sins and things that people, I'm not bragging on myself, but that, you know, you see people have to leave churches because they messing around sexually, or how could anybody sexually harass a child? Or all this craziness, you know, this stuff. And I never forget one time. This happened about 2 years ago. I got so mad. I really had to control myself. I was watching television, and some blue blood professor from a high college said that you shouldn't get mad about a man that molests a child because it's normal. That is not, I couldn't believe he said that.
It was normal for that person. They said they couldn't help themselves, so that way they don't want to put them in jail or anything like that.
Put them in jail, put them under the jail. You know what I'm saying? That's just so wrong. It's just so terrible. And yet to even say such a thing. And immediately I looked at that, and I didn't even know him, but I said, I thought, that's a worthless man. He thinks he's trying to be nice and kind and all this kind of stuff. And why would you do that? But he said it, and I'll never forget that as long as I ever live. How can anybody? And the Lord quickened me. He said, because he's not born again. He's got the wrong name. He's got Satan's name on him instead of my name. Yeah. Isn't that a blessing of God? Now, people get mad when I say that, but it's just the truth. Mm-hmm. When God showed up, son, holiness was everywhere. Mm-hmm. Well, even the ground. He told Moses, take your shoes off your feet, because where you're standing is holy ground.
Right.
Think about that, see? And what was he... Why? Because that was the name of God, Yahweh, had showed up right there at that burning bush. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse 1, go to that, Kathy, and I want you to read that. And it talks about a good name. Ecclesiastes is an amazing book, you know. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 1.
It says, a good name is better than precious perfume, and the day of death better than the day of one's birth. That's the amplified version of it.
Yeah. Okay, you have that in the Passion too?
No.
Not in that. I mean, think about that. Let me tell you, a good name is all over the scriptures. God expects you to be what he said you could be. Hmm. And it's just such a blessing of the Lord. So I'm talking about that today because I want to ask you once again, do you have a good name? Now, you know, there's some people may lie about you. I'm not talking about that. They're going to lie. I mean, I've never had a scandal in my ministry. A lot of people thought I did because I own a jet, you know, or because I have a nice house. That's not a scandal. That's just called good business, using what God has given me to preach this glorious gospel. I even had one person who was so stupid, they took a picture. I live on River Road in Destrehan, which is a suburb of New Orleans. And the River Road goes right past my house. They took a picture of that, and then they put it together by my house and said he has his own runway. Now, that's a person that's doing that that doesn't have a good name. That's a lying fool. I mean, and people that were here that saw that, they went, you got to be kidding me. Man, that man ain't got a chance. They're just trying to destroy him. But you will never destroy my good name. The only person that can destroy my good name, and I'm going to say it in French, is moi, right here.
You want me to translate?
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah, that's right. That ain't going to happen. Because I love being saved. I enjoy being saved. I love getting up every morning in my devotion and say, hello, Jesus. Hi, Jesse. And it's just such a blessing of the Lord. And let me give you another point that the Lord gave me on this. And I just wrote these down. The excellence of a good name is a higher order of good. There are a lot of good things, but the excellence of a good name is a higher order. And when you understand that, that is amazing to me. So JDM, Jesse the Planner's Ministries, you know, it's not because of who I am. There are a lot of people named Jesse. I mean, my God, you know, but do they have a good name? Ah, that's the key to that. Let me ask you again, do you have a good name? Now, I'm not talking about people that are just jealous of you, envious, and just saying junk that's not true. But you, people know people that really have what I call an excellent name.
Yeah, it's a reputation.
Yeah.
And we should guard that because it especially if you're a believer, because it reflects on the gospel.
Right. Do you remember the years of the Holy Wars? What are you talking about, the Holy War? I'm not talking way back in centuries. I'm talking about when ministries were fighting each other, the Holy Wars, and there was sin in the camps, you know, and everybody throws everybody into the kettle and call it black or whatever. That's simply not true. Just because your neighbor's not good doesn't mean that you're not good. Or just because a preacher messes up doesn't mean all preachers are bad. Or if a lawyer messes up, then all lawyers are bad. That's not right. Or that they're good lawyers and there's good preachers and there's good doctors. But there's some bad ones. And what's the first thing you find out about them? Their name. Why? Because it's not good. This is a very important subject I'm talking about today. Because God took time out of the Holy Scriptures to write that. And I'm going to read Proverbs again. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. In other words, you have to choose a good name.
Right.
You have to live a life that's honorable before God.
Right, and I was just thinking about a man that was the only man in the whole town, the whole city, that was honorable, and that was...
I don't know who you're talking about.
I'm thinking about Abraham when he sent...
Oh, Abraham, yeah. You're talking about the Bible, then.
In the Bible, yes, when he said Lot, when Lot was the only one in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
So, because God started telling Abraham, shall I reveal to my servant what I'm about to do,
right?
Because I know him. God knew Abraham.
He said, "Will you kill the righteous?" Abraham was telling him, "Will you kill the righteous with the heathens?"
You
know,
will you save it if there's 50? And then he went down to 40, down to 10.
And you know why did he quit at 10? He could have said, "Would you
save
it for
one?" There was only one righteous man, and that one righteous man was brought out of that destruction.
Now that's a strange name.
And was protected.
Lot. What do you think when his mama birthed him? Was she thinking about real estate? You know, I got a lot over there. So I said, well, let's name him Lot. You know, I don't know. But what I'm saying is God honored Abraham. In fact, He changed his name from Abram to Abram or Abraham, a father of many nations, and yet his wife was barren. Boy, back in that day, if a woman couldn't have a child, she was disgraced. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I mean, she just was. But Abraham considered not, staggered not, and was fully persuaded that he would keep what God had given him. And he named his boy Isaac, which means laughter. Mm-hmm. He had another son, which was Ishmael. Now you think about it, yet Ishmael was a great man. He had 12 tribes from his name, as well as Isaac had 12 tribes from his name. Jacob. I mean, it was amazing how all that happened, you know. So I want to talk about that today. Mm-hmm. When I think about my partners, people that support this ministry financially, they have good names.
Right.
Because they honor the work of the Lord.
Right.
But you would not do this if we were in sin up to our neck. And I know that. First thing first, God will let you know. And how do you keep a good soil? People say you plant seed in good soil by a good name.
That's right.
You know,
good reputation.
A good reputation. Well, a name is a reputation, yeah. You know.
And we've been going after this hard and heavy, preaching the gospel for 49 years now. Pretty soon, and next year will be 50.
That's a big
significant.
One.
We need to celebrate big.
Yeah.
But think about for what we've been doing, putting God first, going everywhere He's called us to go.
Amen.
Being there, praying for people, seeing people, reaching people, changing lives one soul at a time, using every available voice, every available outlet. We do all these programmings.
Ooh, man.
I mean, we're at an age where we could retire. We don't have to be here doing this, but we do it because we're passionate about spreading the gospel of Jesus and honoring the name of the Lord.
And the reason why I ask you to give to this ministry, because it's got a good name and it's good soil. Mm-hmm. Many of you need to become a part of this ministry because you know what? And I'm going to say this, and it's not arrogance or cockiness. The anointing of increase is on me and Kathy. It's on us, ladies and gentlemen. It just is. I have to watch what I say because I get it. So I say good things. See? And God honors it. If you'd like to be a partner, just right now, you want to, you can. Just go to jdm.org. There's a donate button you can give that way. Nothing too small and nothing too big. We have such big projects going on. People all the time tell me, man, my God, you got so much energy. When you see in this, about 3 months from now, I'll be 76 years old and I'm just running. Why? Because the name of Christ must be spoken to the world. So I ask you to be a partner. You go to jdm.org. You can donate that way. You can use PayPal if you'd like to use that form, or you can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one if you want. Or you can go to our JDM app, free JDM app, and select your giving. Or you can do like I do. You just go mail in the mail a check, a donation. 100%. Listen to me. You heard me say it right. 100% goes into world evangelism. We've been debt-free since 1982. I'm so proud of that because I know you work hard for your giving. So if you send $20 or $20,000, and I've had people do that, watch it, or $200,000. I've had people do that. Not one nickel, not one dime, not $1 goes to pay, watch this, interest on anything. You can't find nothing at Jesse the Plans Ministries that has a note on it. Why? I want to honor you. If you send in $50 or $100, you want the whole $100 going to what you believe in God for, right? I don't want $86 of it going to pay a note. I want all of it to go because that's what you want me to do. And I'm not against people that are in debt. Don't misunderstand. But what I'm saying is a good name. The reason why I got out of debt because I have a good name.
That has always been important to you.
But very important.
Even as a child, I remember one of your childhood stories you told me is that when you were at a family funeral.
That was a man's film, Mr. Bishop.
A man? Was it a family member?
No, he was just
a friend of the
neighbor.
Family. A neighbor. And so you were at that, I don't know how old you were, maybe 6 or 7, very young, or maybe younger than that, because you must have heard your parents
talk
a lot about bills and financial issues and everything.
I thought Beneficial Finance Company was God.
And so I remember everything was quiet, and you standing by the casket with your dad, and you say, hey, Dad, is his bills paid? You know, you cared about about that as a child. You hated poverty as a child.
I saw what bills do.
Yeah, and the pressure of that, and it was a big deal.
I saw my mama wanted to buy some food that was too expensive. She couldn't buy it. I never knew what steak was. I never heard of filet mignon. or ribeye. And what we would get was stew meat. You know what stew meat is? I still don't quite know what stew meat is.
It made a stew.
Anybody know what stew meat is? Y'all know?
It's beef, I think.
No, it's beef, but I don't know what kind of cut it is.
It's probably the cheapest cut.
Or round steak.
Because you soak it a lot.
Something. I mean, it was tough. You had to beat on it and all that kind of stuff. And it's just amazing. I remember one time my mother couldn't eat. Do you remember them little bitty hamburgers they had? Them, I think they're called White Castle. They're about that big. At that time, I remember 16 cents. Couldn't get it.
That really made a big impression on you, on your life growing up. How much you hated poverty, hated all
I
of
hated that.
That
because I thought, my God. And you know what? I hate to say it, but people say, you know, God's trying to teach you something. What? I heard someone say it was a terrible thing, and I want to correct you. I picked up, turned on Kathy's telephone. There was some comments there on Instagram. Why do y'all worship a God that lets billions of people starve and hurt? He doesn't do that. You know who does that? Mankind. Mm-hmm. There would not be one starving individual in the world. None. There's so much food in the world. Sometimes they have to pile the corn on top of the ground because all those big bins, or whatever you call those, the silos, are completely full. But if you don't have a dollar or a pound or a franc or whatever denomination you use, you can't have it. That's why children are starving to death, ladies and gentlemen. It's mankind's inhumanity to man. Excuse me. It's not God. You know why? Because God's got a good name, but mankind doesn't. Mm. It's a lot of things that are wrong. Mankind, what I mean, the human race. I mean, you know, I've done this before. Maybe I shouldn't have. I've been in a restaurant. And I'll never forget. And your children, you know, they're born believers until you teach them to die. And this little boy came up to me. He must have been 3. I never seen him before in my life. But evidently, I guess he liked my face.
You have a happy face.
Yeah, or my hair. What? And he comes up to me like that, and he says, I want a French fry.
He was hungry.
Yeah, he was hungry. And boy, his mother freaking out. And I went, sure, man. And he thought I'd give him one. And I put the plate by. I said, take as many as you want. And his little eyes went, oh, yeah. And he got, and his mama said, oh, no, you can't. I said, oh, yes, please. Yeah, let him do that. That's fine. I didn't have to know the child. I didn't have to know the parents. But I know when a child is hungry. And eat all the French fries you want. And the people were so kind. So watch this. It was so funny. It was at a cheesecake factory. I'll never forget that. I don't know if you ever eat there. Good restaurant. And he wanted to sit on my lap. So, you know, you got to be careful today. You know how people are there. I said, is that okay? And, you know, you could see it in their face. You mean we get to eat a whole meal without telling the kid to do this and do that? And he sat on my lap. Ate all my French fries. I just kept feeding them to him. You know, you want anything else? Oh, yeah. I mean, it was such a blessing. And I could hear they were right behind us in the booth. You could see them. They enjoyed their meal so good because they didn't have to fight a crying baby or whatever. Like, and I just, you know, just talking.
I would have never done that.
You would have never done it? You wouldn't have fed the boy?
A stranger. I wouldn't have given my child to a stranger.
Oh, no, yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
I'd have made sure I got the kid food myself.
Well, she could see the child right there, man.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
I wasn't there for that.
No, she could see the child. So she knew.
That's strange.
And all of a sudden, when they finished eating, all of a sudden, when he's finished, he just kind of slid off my lap. And as they were walking, they said, sir, we want to thank you for being so
kind. You could have run off with that kid.
There's no way I could have run off with that kid, Kathy. You got to understand, the mother could see me. She was facing me.
I don't think that was a good mama myself.
Well, I don't know, but I said the kid sure liked the French fries.
Well, you're a good person.
I'm a good person.
I'm glad you did it, but it wasn't you.
Well, probably they wanted a meal that they could enjoy without screaming out. He said it off and he just smiled.
I guess
at
maybe
me.
That.
So I did this.
It was a good day for
and he
her.
He gave me a high five. And that's the last time I ever saw that child. But you know what I think that child saw in me? A good name.
Of course.
A nice person. Yeah. Just that simple. Mm-hmm. Why not?
Right.
Now, you know, and I understand what you're saying. Today, it's very hard to trust anyone. And that's sad because Satan is running rampant. He don't have a good name. Hmm. He's a serial killer. He's a thief of thieves. He comes to steal first, then kill and destroy.
Right.
But Jesus came and gave life to the full. till it overflows.
He has a great name. In fact, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 says, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I just love that passage of Scripture. It's so powerful, reminding us how powerful the name of Jesus
Amen.
Is.
It's just such a blessing. Well, I want to be a representative, and I believe I am a representative of that name.
Yes.
You know, I love being a blessing. I've had a lot of people say, boy, if you knew Jesse the Plant, that's a good man. Thank you for saying that. But what makes them say I'm a good man is my name.
Now, what did Sister Susan Kitely, pastor there in Canada, say about you? She says, you make Jesus irresistible.
Yeah, yeah. Susan Kitely, she's there in Canada. She's such a blessing of God. We just love her. She said, and she got up, it was at a visionary conference we were having, and she said, Jesse, you make Jesus irresistible. And I thought, and I'll be honest with you, I mean, you know, I'm an ex-musician, and I thought about that song.
Don't do
Simply
it.
Simply irresistible.
He likes the beat. All he ever knows is that part of the song.
That's all I know.
If you knew the rest of the verses of that song, you wouldn't be doing that all
I guess
time.
So. I don't know. You know. But I mean, I like it. You know?
I think one, I'll say it since I brought it up. She's so fine, there's no telling where the money went.
I don't know.
Every time he says that part, I think, oh my goodness, that's hard.
All I remember was Simply Irresistible.
It was a good beat.
Yeah.
It was a funny song.
But what a wonderful compliment. Thank you, Susan, for thinking that.
But, and then another pastor's wife, I remember it was Colleen Morocco.
Dr. Morocco's wife.
Maui, Hawaii, said, Jesse, you make Jesus famous.
Oh, I never knew that.
I heard her say that when she introduced
you. That's a blessing of the Lord.
And then I was just thinking about another thing people introduced you by, because I was listening to an old sermon that you preached just recently, and you didn't preach it recently, but I listened to it recently. It's on our app. It's called It's Time to Become a Godly Pest.
Pestilent.
And you said that someone introduced you as the biggest pest that I know.
Yeah.
And so you thought that was an insult till you researched it.
I guess he saw that. Why would you call me? He said the word pest means a Christian disease going somewhere to infect people with the love of Jesus. I said, say it again. a pestilent fellow.
Yeah.
Fellow means a military commander.
Yes.
Yeah, and in the book of Acts, they call the Apostle Paul a pestilent fellow.
I remember
one of the biggest lawyers, Tertullus.
Yeah, he was
speaking
against Paul before Felix.
And Christianity.
When the high priest and all the elders had brought an accusation against him. And so it's the reason he was a pest is because he believed all things. I listened to that part of your message. So powerful.
Oh, and I love that, a Christian disease. So you can see he was a virus, but not in a bad way.
That was his reputation. And his reputation was that way because he believed in Jesus. Jesus was a pest to the religious crowd, too.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
They didn't want him around. In fact, they killed him because of it.
Yeah.
But people know who you're aligned with. You know, because we all know about followers and social media. We have our goal is to have 2 million followers across all of our platforms. I think we're getting close, almost 1.7, something like that. But it's always changing and growing, so it's hard for me to right now remember exact number, but that's a lot.
Yes,
so a lot of people are following us, but because I think they're following us because they trust us to proclaim the gospel, they respect the ministry, and the name that we represent, which is Jesus Christ.
And we will always do that. Let me just say this. I will always honor you. Partner, I will keep my life clean, not only because of the love that I have for God Almighty, Jesus Christ, but because of you who support us so much.
Yeah, and before we go, I want to read some of these testimonies because I love it when y'all send in your comments and your testimonies. This one says, praise the Lord. Thank you for the message. My evangelist of joy and beautiful Kathy, you're both a blessing to us. We're sending love from Norway. Can't wait to see you in Norway. I think this one responds to us quite often. We're trying to work out Norway.
Yeah,
hopefully it does work. If not this year, it'll be next year. We do want to go. So be praying with us about that. It says, and this Ruth says, hello, Jesse and Kathy. You two are always happy and funny. I love it.
Well, praise the Lord.
Well, praise God. Okay, this one says, your teachings help break down complicated things when I read them in the Word.
Praise God.
Isn't that great? Then Lisa says, thank you for your message today. It made me laugh at a much needed time. God does reign. Praise Isn't that God. Powerful?
People
you may
so
read
kind.
The rest of it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Patricia says, when you came near to finish your sermon, I started to cry as this message is a blessing to me and my families. I love you all in Jesus' mighty name.
What does YouTube have
I
to say?
I love that. They're closing it
there
with that
it
name.
Is.
This one from YouTube also says, you and Brother Saville have helped me so much in the past year when I discovered the word of faith.
Oh, I tell you,
Brother Saville's still in heaven. His messages are still going out, touching people.
They'd say Jerry and Jesse.
Yes, the two J's.
A wonderful time. You got one more?
One last one here on this today. It says, we love you, Brother Jesse and Kathy. Someday I want to meet you both. I laugh all the time and I feel anointing when both of you preach or teach. I won my dad to God 3 years before he passed.
Praise God.
He would have loved your preaching. Hallelujah. I prayed and expected God to save him for over 40 years. God is awesome. Isn't that wonderful?
That's
I love
such
that
a blessing.
Testimony.
Well, we're coming to our closing time. I want to thank you, and I'm going to ask you to be a partner to this ministry. I felt led of the Lord to do it. I like to get the name of Jesus out further, farther, higher, in every way, shape, or form. I promise you, everything you send, 100% will go into world evangelism.
Amen.
If you'd like to do that, go to jdm.org. That is our website. You can hit the donate button and give if you want to. You can use PayPal, or you can, if you want to use that apparatus, you can go to text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one, or you can go to our free JDM app and select the giving that you choose, or you can mail in a check to our ministry. 100%. Don't make it out to Jesse the Planters. Make it out to JDM, Jesse the Planters Ministries. And if you're in America, you can get a tax-deductible receipt for your giving and all that kind of stuff. And I'll say it, and I'll close with this. I've asked the Lord for every dollar given to my ministry to give me a soul. Look at me. I'm doing that. I will always honor you, honor God, and honor your donation. Until next time, Jesse and Kathy say it. Keep that good name you got, because it's worth more than silver and gold. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.